In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Firefighters continue to battle the Rio Blanco fire south of Pagosa Springs. That blaze began last night and rapidly grew to 440 acres. It continues to threaten homes and evacuations remain in place. U.S. Forest Service says fire activity has moderated due to the moisture. Crews are looking for the best access spots to build containment lines, but no structures have been impacted. The newer shopping district on South Nevada Avenue in Colorado Springs could see a private security force paid for with marijuana tax revenue. KRCC's Orion Sinkel has more.
Council gave initial approval to a plan that would provide nearly $500,000 to support the initiative. Several councilors voiced their concerns about creating a program in a small corridor that's needed throughout the city. Councilwoman Brandi Williams calls it a first step.
This is really the beginning, and we're going to learn what we can and then implement it in different parts of the city.
The city's marijuana tax fund can only be used for specific programs, including public safety. The proposed coverage area is known as a gathering space for people experiencing homelessness. Orion Sankel, KRCC News.
The city of Golden has launched an independent investigation after a black doll was found hanging by its neck at one of its fire stations. City says the incident happened in March. Officials launched an internal investigation and took unspecified disciplinary action. Officials say the employee involved is no longer with the fire department. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 5:06.